President Obama now has 10 months to fulfill a campaign promise he made 8 years ago to close the Guantanamo Bay prison in Cuba. But as has become clear in those 8 years, it won't be easy, and the fate of the 91 prisoners who remain at the jail is unclear. Four Guantanamo prisoners who've made it off the island of Cuba were represented by Boston attorney Michael Moon, Jr. The last prisoner represented by Moon to win release was a 33-year-old Syrian man, Ali Hussein al-Shaban, who was transferred to Uruguay just over a year ago, after more than a decade in Guantanamo. Michael Moon, Jr. joins us this morning on Morning Edition. Good morning and thanks.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Several of the prisoners that remain at Guantanamo are just like your client, Ali Hussein al-Shaban. He'd been cleared for transfer to another country, but then remained in limbo for years. What did it take to secure his transfer?
With Ali, I pitched his case to officials in New Zealand, Germany. I went back to Ireland. I reached out to human rights groups in Argentina, Chile, and Brazil. But, you know, to no avail. And honestly, it was the work of the State Department and the ambassador in Uruguay who approached President Mujica and made the pitch to him. And you know, he agreed to accept 60 detainees.
So while it's a lot of legal work, it's also a little bit of a sales job. You have to convince another country to take these folks.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It was basically banging my head against the wall for 4 years. And the tragedy of that was that Ali was scheduled to leave Guantanamo. He had already been interviewed by a European country. They had agreed to take him. But because of events beyond his control in that receiving country, and then the passage of the National Defense Authorization Act in 2010, he remained stuck in Guantanamo for another 4 years.
Do we know of the 91 prisoners who remain in Guantanamo now, how many have been cleared for transfer, and what's preventing the transfer of those folks who have been authorized to leave?
You know, at the moment, out of the 91, there's 35 that are presently cleared. The problem with the 35 getting those detainees transferred is finding a receiving country, and that is, you know, a very tall order.
What's life been like for your client, Ali Hussein al-Shaban, since you got him transferred to Uruguay?
You know, his life certainly hasn't been without its ups and downs. Having spent nearly 14 years behind bars, takes a lot out of you, and getting out of Guantanamo and breathing fresh air for the first time can be a bit overwhelming. But I know he's met someone. I believe he's engaged to be wed, and I know he's working as a translator. You know, he's got a chance to rebuild his life in Uruguay, and but it's been difficult, and it will continue to be difficult. Guantanamo exacts a price on your soul.
Big picture political question. What do you think the chances are that President Obama will actually succeed in closing Guantanamo before he leaves office?
He's simply running out of time. It's frankly his own fault. He could have been speeding up these transfers years ago. He didn't. He could have been using the Periodic Review Board to clear more detainees for transfer. He's continuing to insist on military commissions as a possibility for trials instead of trials in our Article 3 courts. I think he's setting the table to perhaps try and pull something off after the election. But the first job is to get those 35 men who've already been cleared for transfer out of Guantanamo. And he will leave some remnant of men, in my opinion, whether it's 40, 30, or 20, there will be some remaining amount of men in Guantanamo for the incoming president in 2017.
If not more.
Yes, if not more.
Boston attorney Michael Moon, Jr., thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.